Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, June 25th. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch. Get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like hats, T-shirts, mouse pads, and coffee mugs, and maybe soon even flip-flops. And, of course, you can sign up. There's only 4 days left to enter your coop into the Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest, sponsored by our friends over at MyPetChicken.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chats going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk about what this show's all about. Backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. While you're there at Blog Talk Radio, please mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in today, Fun Friday, to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912 936-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on this wonderful Fun Friday. You know what Fun Friday means. It's Chicken Trivia Day, and Pat and I are going to be giving away some really cool prizes. Speaking of Pat, let's go ahead and bring her live. Hello, Pat. Happy Fun Friday to you.
Yeah. Hey, Whisper. It is a Happy Fun Friday here. I've already had just a circus here this morning. It's something about Friday. Even if you do business, people are just in a better mood, you know. And I had made several kind of pretty big business calls, and then I start out saying, "Hey, how's your Fun Friday doing?" And they all perked up and said, "Great." So it is a good Friday. I love Fridays. Yeah. So how are you doing this Friday? Do you have big plans for the weekend?
Let's see, what do we have? Well, right now, my lovely better half is outside. I mean, it is hot here. I mean, we've had some hot weather here over the last week, but we walked outside this morning, and we had a few chores to do, and it's just plain hot. I mean, I don't know if it's the humidity today or if it's just because we're right in the sun, but it is hot outside. But Jen is outside working in the chicken tractor, putting out a little shavings, water, feed, and we have one chicken. We have one that's got some scaly leg mites, and so we got the Vaseline out and coated her up real good, and so she's dealing with the tractor. I was working a little bit in the sunroom, doing a little vacuuming and whatnot this morning. We've got some special guests coming out this afternoon. The USDA APHIS department is making a video on biosecurity for birds, and the PR firm that is actually in charge of producing this video is coming out today at 2 o'clock. And so, of course, we have to do our little, you know, dot our I's, cross our T's, make sure everything's in a good working order. But they're coming out. We've got three properties to go and take a look at today and to give them some ideas. They may shoot the video here or at two other places or a combination of all three places that they keep some backyard poultry. These are some good friends of mine. And so we've got that this afternoon at 2 o'clock. No videotaping today, just some site visits, and then we'll schedule the actual video for biosecurity for birds a little bit later, probably when we come back after the after July. And then let's see, we're probably going to take the dogs up to get shaved today because it's so doggone hot. I feel sorry for them, so we'll either have someone here and come here and shave them or take them up there. And then other than that, it's pretty much, I think, a free weekend, knock on wood, so far. And which we're looking forward to. The house and the yard's all taken care of, so it looks like maybe a free weekend for me and Jen. How about yourself?
Good for you. Yeah. Well, I gave my little dog, I've got one that's kind of a mixed terrier that has really thick coat, almost like a Keys Hound, and I gave her a shave last week. And so she has the country texture look. You know, it's very, it's not just sort of a, it's just a, just kind of a punk dog look, really. But Whisper, now here's a question. Do you know the difference between a good dog haircut and a bad dog haircut? Or even for people, do you know the difference between a good cut and a bad cut?
About $100.
No, it's less than that. It's two weeks. 2 weeks after you get a haircut, you can't really tell if it was very good or not. So she's already looking better. Just having only been about 4 days into it, she's looking a lot more like professionally groomed than what I did. So, yeah. Well, my weekend, I'm gonna just hunker down. Down there, it's so hot. If I don't get everything done by about 7 in the morning, I just start dripping with sweat. So I'm kind of hunkered in my office, I think, this weekend. I've got a lot of ideas I've been thinking about while gardening and just kind of puttering around. So I'm going to get them down on paper, and I think I'm just going to spend a lot of time on writing this weekend. I feel the urge coming up.
Well, I'm glad
you feel
love
the
urge.
That.
I'm glad you feel the urge, because I've got my first complete chapter due on July 15th, and I need to feel the urge, too.
Well, you know, funny is usually I devote at least an hour a day to writing, because I get up really early. I'm a lark. I'm one of the really early birds. Most owls think I'm crazy, but I love the pre-dawn time. But what's happening now is it's so early and it gets so hot that I get up and I do my little walk-jog thing, and by the time I get the chores done, it's 8 o'clock, and by then it's already getting hot. So the day has started, and somehow I never quite get back to that creative time. That's the pre-dawn for writing, yeah, sometimes you just gotta get the urge going and sit down and do it. There's nothing creates an urge like a deadline, you know.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
Kelly in Georgia put down there, we're talking about how hot it is down here, and she says, it's too hot for hair. I guess she puts her hair up because I know Kelly, she's got some long hair. And I said, yes, it is too hot for hair. It's a good thing I don't have that problem.
Yeah, but you keep your cap on. Otherwise, you get a sunburn.
I do. I have my cap on, and I learned that. You know, you learn a lot of things going to the beach, and not this time, but years ago, I learned that I always wear a cap at the beach, and I wear a shirt just to be polite to all the other folks around me. But I don't have to necessarily worry about my neck or shoulders, but I know one thing, and I learned it the hard way. The first thing I always put suntan lotion on is the top of my feet. And a lot
top
of people
your feet.
Out there shaking the top of my feet got burned 1 year, and that was miserable. So that's the first thing that I lather up with suntan lotion, and we get our Jen makes sure that it is purely organic from the organic store, all natural, the whole nine yards. But yep, the top of my feet and foot sunburns. Yep, Cream City Chick says those are the worst. And so, like I said, I wear the shirt and the shorts and a cap. I'll get the back of my ears, maybe the back of my neck, but the feet. There's got to be lathered up because after that first year, my goodness gracious. Yeah, everybody's agreeing with me in the chat room. Yeah, feet sunburns are the worst. So
yeah.
Someone else is saying, yay for sandal weather. Hey, you know what? It's Fun Friday, which means first off, we got to take care of some business. Fun Fridays are sponsored by Randall Berkey Company. You can visit them online at randallberkey.com, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. B-U-R-K-E-Y, randallberkey.com. Great folks. And unfortunately, Pat Peach, due to her busy schedule, was not available to join us today. So I get the pleasure of announcing today's Randall Berkey Hatchery Special of the Day. And it is a true hatchery special of the day. They've got some big savings on assorted brown egg layers. Their hens just will not stop laying, and the chicks are bursting out of their incubators. This means huge savings for you. So you can buy 25 assorted brown egg layers. Here's their regular price, okay? 25 assorted brown egg layers for only $45.99. You'll receive a minimum of 3 brown egg-laying breeds per order. Egg-laying breeds, so these are pullets, Sextus pullets. 25 assorted brown egg layers for $45.99. And there'll be an assortment of the Barred Rocks, Black Australorp, Buff Orpington, Golden-Laced Wyandottes, Gold Sexlinks, Rhode Island Reds, Silver-Laced Wyandottes, White Rocks, Jersey Black Giants, Delawares, and Dominiques. So out of those breeds, you'll get a minimum of 3 different breeds, a minimum of 3 different breeds per order, 25 for $45.99. If you use the coupon code WHISPER, you get 10% off. So I'm going to click the Buy Now button. I'm going to put in the secret code, WHISPER. I'm going to submit. Secret code has been accepted, which brings the price down to $41.39. $41.39 for 25 pullets, assorted brown egg layers. That's with your discount, $41.39. You can get that at RandallBurkey.com, RandallBurkey.com, or you can call the nice folks over there. You won't be able to talk to Peach today because she's out of the office, but any of the others will definitely be able to help you. 1-800-531-1097. That's 1-800-531-1097. And she puts in that's $1.66 each. What a great deal. And those are some great breeds, too.
They are.
Go back there and read those again for everybody. Barred Rocks, Black Australorps, Buff Orpington, Golden Laced Wyandottes. Those are hot right now. Gold Sex Links, Rhode Island Reds, everybody loves. Silver Laced Wyandottes, beautiful bird. Looks like they were in a little tuxedo. White Rock, Jersey Black Giants. Those are some big birds, speaking of big bird. And Delawares and Dominiques. So great choices right there if you need some to add to your collection, then there you go, RandallBurkey.com. So also, because this is Fun Friday, Randall Burkey Company has donated some prizes for our chicken trivia contest today, which we'll start here in just a little bit. But I wanted to go through and give everybody the Randall Burkey Hatchery Special of the Day. You can go to their website, again, RandallBurkey.com, click on the Chicken Whisperer Special at the bottom of the screen, and then type in the keyword whisper to get that discount. So there you go. Go ahead and go get you some more baby chicks to raise. And with as hot as it is down here, hey, I won't need a brooder and a lamp. I just throw them out in the backyard. And voila! There's their
You'll get scrambled eggs. I wouldn't do that. They'll just go ahead and cook. Dang.
Right.
Poached eggs. Hey, Whisper, I got a little bit of news here that came across this morning.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, this is pretty neat. It's from Knoxville, Tennessee, and the Knoxville Urban Hen Coalition, and it's about the chicken vote. And they've been trying to get this chicken thing through for about 15 months. They've been working on it. And they say here, and this is from the Knox Views paper, that folks are passionate about chickens, and that's definitely the case in Knoxville. You may be keeping up with what the happenings have been, but especially during the last 3 weeks, the city council voted. They have two processes they have to go through, and the first process was voted positively. But here's what's interesting is besides, it took up just about the entire evening of the city council's time, and the members were even getting to the point where they were cracking jokes saying, you don't have to worry about what's going to be in tomorrow's front page. It's going to be about chickens. And they have a wonderful little logo here. But they had the usual pros and cons and everything that we've heard before. But what was nice about this one is one of the council members said, okay, would all the supporters of chickens, of this chicken coalition, please stand up? And about 50 people stood up. I mean, they were all there. Mm-hmm. And then he asked for the dissenters to stand up. Would the dissenters please stand? One person stood up.
Yep.
Just one person. I don't know if the others that dissented might have been intimidated by the 50 that were, but anyway, this whole debate lasted till after 9 o'clock in the evening. And what they were saying, here's the other interesting thing, is the Animal Control Board and the county, the Knox County Animal Control, actually helped to draft the final ordinance. And the officer was there, is also one of the council members. And she did end up voting positively, so they had a unanimous vote going forward. But when she was against the backyard chickens, stating that as an animal control officer, she had to respond to 26 calls this year. 26 calls. Well, members of the audience were really saying, okay, well, how many animal-related incidents did you respond to totally last year? Guess how much the number was.
Oh, thousands, probably.
18,000 animal-related responses last year compared to 26 that they had this year. So that basically totally nulled that out as chickens being a problem. So anyway, it looks like they're going to be successful here pretty soon in getting chickens in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's great. So out of the 18,000 reports of animal issues last year,
right,
only 26 were chickens.
Right. When you divide 18,000 into 26, you don't even get a percentage on my calculator. It's like it's just totally insignificant. So there we have yet another. This leaves us with Fort Collins, Colorado, Knoxville, Tennessee, and you know every place the numbers are coming up the same. The problems to dealing with family flocks is totally negligible. So go Knoxville.
Yay.
Yeah, okay. So that's good news.
People were in the chat room are talking about my webcam. It's working just fine and up and running now. It's just one of those things in the to-do list, making sure I remember everything. And there it is. And so they were saying, well, his webcam's either broken or he's naked. And I'm just going to tell you, it's either today, folks. It was just, I hadn't got down on my to-do list yet, so no problem. I have some chickens in the news, and what was it, yesterday? I think I had some sad chickens in the news about the dog at the shop.
Yeah, that was sad.
Owner. Well, I hate to be the bearer of more bad news, but this comes to us from TrueLocal.com. Intruders slaughter Baywater South Primary School's chickens. Yeah, here's a primary school that keeps pet chickens for science projects and whatnot, just collecting eggs. And here we go. Someone broke in and slaughtered a lot of their chickens just for fun. So I'd like to have about 5 minutes in an old barn alone with these folks who did this. But
I wouldn't. I don't want to be anywhere close to them. You're braver than I am. Ooh,
well,
that's creepy.
Teach them a little lesson. Okay, a Knox primary school is in shock after 10 of its much-loved pet chickens were slaughtered and decapitated by intruders who broke in last night. Police said offenders broke into Baywater South Primary School's chicken coop between 9 p.m. yesterday and 6:15 a.m. today, breaking a padlock and killing the chickens, with two surviving. Principal Mary Ann Williams said the school community, including parents and most 300 students, was shattered by the brutal act, with some of the children leaving messages of loss and grief at the coop. Oh, how sad. She said the chickens, some of which had been kept at the site for 6 years, had been part of the school's sustainability program, which gives students the opportunity to care for them while also helping the environment. When they take care of the animals, they learn the importance of taking care of life on our planet, Ms. Williams said. But we are not letting this stop us. We have all decided to raise more chickens. The person who does this is very disturbed, someone who needs a lot of help, she said. Detective Sergeant Neil White said police have been liaising with the RSPCA as part of the investigation. It's a pretty savage act, and I'm told that one chicken was decapitated, he said. We're looking for anyone with any information to contact us. School Council President Mr. Bryant, or Mrs. Bryant, Byron, Bryant said before school care staff arrived and noticed how quiet the coop was, and then they found all the chickens dead. This is so terrible because of the timing. Most of us have been given a rooster to look out to look after them over the school holidays. So a roster, excuse me. That's add another zero when you get.
That's
ding,
how
ding,
your
ding,
mind
ding,
is
ding.
Wired now.
Ding, ding, ding.
You have poultry net for
poultry
brain.
Brain.
You know what's funny with me? Whenever I go to type next, it comes up as nest, and I have to go back and correct it.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is also terrible because of the timing. Most of us have been given a roster to look after them over the school holidays, Ms. Bryant said. So, my goodness, roster, rooster. Hey, we've all been given a rooster to look after them. That works.
Well,
too,
that works
I guess.
Too. Boy, they get some of these good attack roosters, and they'll protect them. But you know, stories like these, Whisper, are so. We think they're so tragic, and they are. But what it is it gives us this horrible situation that we know we don't want to have happen again. And like they said, they're rebounding back with getting more chickens. I mean, they're more dedicated to the chickens and the good they can do in the community and keeping them properly and teaching about food supply. So in a way, it's just a shot of adrenaline. And you know, they should have a chicken memorial to all the billions of chickens that have served humanity in service of our lives. But so maybe who's to say what's really a bad thing? Maybe this is part of the part of the emphasis that will just help everyone understand that we need cultural chicken skills and respect for these birds that they deserve. Yeah. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
Well, what I think it does is people reading this basically now sees the benefit of the chickens. They're like, oh, chickens. And then you've got the principal here talking about sustainability and what it teaches
yeah.
the kids and how long they've been doing this and the environment and things like that. So now, so whoever read that article, first off, knows that there's some big bad thugs out there that have nothing else to do but kill chickens. Where are their parents? That's what I want to know. And then, but it also educates them on the benefit of the school having chickens, and may include having chickens at their home. So I think that was
mm-hmm.
that was a good idea too, is to let them know that hey, these are the benefits and why the school does keep chickens. So yeah, it does have a positive outcome regarding that. But very good. So that's our chickens in the news segment. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, let's start churning the brain with hot trivia questions today, Pat. And when we come back, we'll start the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Fun Friday Chicken Trivia Contest. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Don't forget about our Randall Berkey Hatchery Special of the Day. Just go to RandallBerkey.com, click on the Chicken Whisperer Special.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBerkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBerkey.com. Have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. I know it's not July yet, but don't we all celebrate Christmas in July?
Ba 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 ba
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Hadn't played that in a little while, so it's almost July, and by the time July gets here, people will be putting up Christmas trees in the stores, getting ready for Christmas. And then by October, they'll be putting out Easter supplies, and then by Thanksgiving, they'll be putting out Halloween supplies. So it's just amazing how retail works. I bet if I go into a clothing store right now, I'd probably be hard-pressed to find any summer clothes. They're probably all now these fall colors, brown colors, and sweaters and things like that. I just don't get it. But anywho, somebody does. I guess that's why they're in business for so long. All righty, Pat, this is going to get busy here for a minute, so let me go ahead and get out of the chat room, get over here to the switchboard, go ahead and get ready, and I'll have you, if you will, ask the first trivia question. Let me first give everybody the number. Write it down, because it's not going to change. The number to call in if you know the answer to any of these upcoming trivia questions, 347-637-3237. Write that down because it's not going to change today. 347-637-3237. If you know the answer to any of these questions, you'll hear the number of caller we're going to take. Let's say it's caller number 10. If you're caller number 10, I'll welcome you to the show. We'll repeat the question. You can answer if you're the winner. Great. If you're not, we go to the very next caller. We'll go to caller number 11. If they don't know, we go to caller number 12. If they don't know, we go to caller number 13, and so on until we have a big winner. We do have some four or five prizes to give away today, and we're going to start off with some an awesome prize, and which is going to be, let me get over just 1 second. I want to make sure we've got some Happy Hen Treats. We've got some Happy Hen Treats, and I want to make sure I give everybody the correct. Here we go. Give me 1 second. Make sure we're going to start off with a. See how many. I'm trying to think what. Let me click on it and see what ounce bag this is here. Happy Hen Treats is proud to introduce the world's first line of treats for chickens. Happy Hen Treats line of treats provides pet chicken owners a great way to interact with their backyard chickens. And here we have, it's a 3.53-ounce bag. This doesn't sound like a lot, but it contains 3,250 dried mealworms. So we've got a bag of Happy Hen Treats from RandallBurkey.com. Happy Hen Treats, it's a bag of mealworms, contains 3,250 dried mealworms for your chickens. 100% naturally dried. High in protein. Doesn't need to be refrigerated. More protein than live mealworms. Perfect for training or taming chickens. And they're easy to use and handle. So there you go. We've got over 3,000 mealworms in a nice resealable pack from RandallBurkey.com for our first big winner today. And we're going to take caller number 10. So, Pat, if you've got a trivia question to announce, we'll start this fun Friday.
I do. I have a very interesting trivia question. I was reading the magazine, and this one came up, and I thought, wow. And it's meant to be an awareness raising trivia question, because you know, with the oil crisis that we've got going and the oil spill that's destroying our southern shores, I thought this one was particularly interesting. And the question is, the waste. And it's kind of a tough one, but so if you get even close, we'll accept the answer. But the waste. The waste produced by just one chicken can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt bulb, light bulb, for about how many hours? The waste produced from just one chicken can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt light bulb for about how many hours?
Okay.
So I know that one's not going to be right on the top of your head. I don't know if they can Google it or not. I got it from an authoritative source, and I thought, well, darn, now, why can't we start looking at chickens instead of oil for some of our electricity? So that's why I pulled this one up. Yeah. And it's pretty surprising. I mean, 100 watts especially is a lot these days, because the fluorescent, compact fluorescent bulbs can use so much less electricity. So this is so what do you think, Whisper? Can we use chickens instead of power plants or instead of oil wells?
I actually have no problems with that. I can tell you, I think I've already found a link to the answer. And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and like this. It's actually, I found it on Facebook under Chicken Poop Lip Junk. Chicken Poop Lip Junk. I think that's the that may be the I think it's that lip balm that you put on your lips that's called chicken poop. It says, Grandpa always said if you put chicken poop on your lips, you won't lick them. So,
then in the chat room, Stillfox says, doesn't that make the light socket pretty messy? That's good. That's really good. And I don't know how they figure these conversions. There wasn't any math behind it or anything. If it comes from methane or if it comes from digestion or heat or I don't know. But anyway, any callers coming in yet, or is this a stumper?
Let me switch over to the switchboard and see.
Yeah,
we
it's
do
meant
have
to be an awareness, an ecological awareness raising trivia question about the value of chickens. I'd love
We've
to plug mine right into the my electric meter.
Believe it or not, we just about have caller number 10. We already have 8 that have chimed in who think they know the answer. So we're going to see here exactly what happens. So let's see here. Well, I think some people are hanging up to try to call back in. And so we get close to 10, and then they say, oh, nope, here's a different answer we've just found on Google. So let's see what happens here. Okay, here we go. Yeah. We're close. People are calling back in now. I know that's what happens because we get, like, the caller number 9, and then we go down to caller number 6 because people are like, ooh, let me try again. I'll try it again. I'll try again. So
there you go. Well, this is a pretty serious trivia question. I've got a really goofy one for later on if we have time. So.
Well, this is a great prize, so it needs to be a good question for a prize. So here we go. Caller number 10. All righty, caller calling from area code, locally, 770. You're live on the air. State your name and what part of Georgia are you calling from?
Lonnie from Covington.
Lonnie,
hey,
Covington. How are you doing? Covington, Georgia. Yep, Lonnie is a member of the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, and I met Lonnie, again, she was on the coop tour here. I remember stopped by the house a month or so ago on the Atlanta coop tour, and then she was at the meetup meeting last night. Is this the right Lonnie? Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay, Pat, if you'll officially repeat the question, and then we'll see what answer Lonnie has for us today.
Okay, Lonnie, the waste produced by just one chicken, one little chicken, probably standard size, but not a bantam, can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt light bulb for about how many hours?
5 hours.
You're right. That's exactly what I got. Way to go. And how'd you find that, Lonnie? Did you Google it?
Yes.
All right. About 5 hours. Now, think of that. That's oil-free electricity coming from poultry power. So there we go. Poultry power plants. Way to go. Congratulations.
All right.
Awesome. Congratulations. And you've got yourself some, actually, it's called nickname, Mealworm Frenzy. Some happy hint treats from randallburkey.com. So these things are awesome. I've used them before. The tins love them. So I'll give you a call after the show, Lonnie. Get all your shipping address information for randallburkey.com. They'll send you out this bag of happy hint treats. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you at the next meetup.
All right, great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty, wow, how about that? And we thought that was going to be a tough one, but even after we got Lonnie at caller number 10, it lit up even further. We got up to about 14 that wanted to try that answer. I guess it took a little while for them to Google that question, so that's perfect.
There's a comment in the chat room for Bard Rock, with only 12 chickens, you can dry your hair. I wonder if they're flapping their wings or if they're actually providing the electricity for the hair dryer. But, yeah, you get them all flapping, you probably could dry your hair pretty good with your flock.
I love it. Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's do a and if you have webcam here, if this is the wacky one you're going to do, we'll do a couple of little combos here, and we can get this out to you today as well. We will do, if you look into the webcam right now, we'll do some Chicken Whisperer gear. We've got a Chicken Whisperer keychain. It's got the logo on it there, Chicken Whisperer keychain, and a Chicken Whisperer quality, high-quality ballpoint pen with our logo on it. It's got the little snap on the bottom, and I use these daily, and they work very, very lovely. So we've got the Chicken Whisperer keychain, Chicken Whisperer writing pen, ballpoint pen, and black ink, of course. And those will be shipped out to you. If you know, let's say we'll do, if you think most people will know it, we'll do caller number 12. Let's move it up a little bit. Caller number 12, if you know the answer to the next question from Pat, the quirky one, I think he said.
This is real goofy, and it's truly third grade humor, but I love it. And it's really a joke, and it's the answer to the joke. It has absolutely nothing serious about it, but why did the cow cross the road? Why did the cow cross the road? There are two possible answers to this about why the cow would cross the road. I thought this is the fun part of Friday, and it's a totally clean answer, I can tell you.
Totally
no,
clean
no
answer.
No R for roosted. Yep. Very why did the cow
good,
cross
good.
The road?
This is for a Chicken Whisperer keychain and Chicken Whisperer ballpoint pen. That is an appropriate prize for this question. And if you know the answer, I think we're taking caller number 12. And even if you just want to take a gander at the answer, give us a call, 347-637-3237. Give us a call, and then we'll the next question I will ask, and that'll be probably for some more Happy Hen treats, actually some Sunflower Sensation. So we've got that coming up next, but we're going to see what kind of calls we're looking for. Caller number 12, why did the cow actually cross the road?
I get a kick out of this. These silly jokes, they just get me so tickled. I mean, I can just sit and chortle sometimes, but anyway, I'm easily entertained. You can tell that it doesn't take much to get me entertained. Okay, why did the cow cross the road, you guys? To get some chicken poop for his light bulb. That's what's one of the chat room comments. That's good.
Let me get over here to the switchboard. Oh, my goodness. Look at all the numbers.
Which is
okay.
Quite interesting. But that one comment, Wister, about chicken poop for cows to get chicken poop, in reality, FDA has approved feeding chicken poop to cows. And I've never seen a cow out in the pasture trying to eat chicken poop, but it is an approved food product for cows, chicken poop. Hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people are trying to get that changed. We've had some of those articles, chickens in the news, and there are a lot of folks are trying to get that reversed and turned. Okay,
let's go to
the.
Come to? Go ahead.
Let's go to the phone lines here. This looks like a different area code I hadn't seen before calling in. All righty. Caller number 12, you're calling in and you're live from area code 989. If you'll state your name and what state you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tracy calling from Michigan.
Oh, hey, Tracy from Michigan. Hope you guys are cooler up there than we are down below you here.
It is pretty cool today. It's not bad at all. So.
Wonderful. Okay, well, Tracy, why did the cow cross the road?
I'm going to say because the chicken had the day off.
Well, that is an answer. And I'm sure there are many reasons why a cow would cross the road. Whisper, I think this is such a goofy one. We should go ahead and give it to her. But I'll tell you the two responses that I came up with. Not because the chicken had the day off, but the cow crossed the road, one, to get to the movies. And then two, he wanted to get to the udder side of life. So anyway,
those are pretty cheesy, but
yeah. Thanks for laughing, Whisper.
It's hard to laugh when you're shaking your head back and forth. So
yeah. Well, it's fun Friday. I wouldn't do this on a serious day. It's only because it's fun Friday. It brings out the frisky in me.
And the wackiness, yeah. But that is definitely warranting that trivia question of a Chicken Whisperer pin and keychain that will be sent out to today. So Tracy in Michigan, looks like Pat has awarded you the winner on that one, because yours was so creative. So we'll give you a call after the radio show, get that and get that prize out to you today. I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. Bye.
All righty, that sounds good. And so, perfect. We've still got about 15 minutes left as we give away even more, or should I say more prizes.
More. do you're going to trust me with another one, or did you want to bring up a trivia one? I have a serious one now.
If you have a serious one, and if it's serious, then this warrants a serious, wonderful, serious prize. And this is another prize donated to us today for our Fun Friday Trivia Contest from RandallBurkey.com. And that is, again, along the Happy Hen Treats line, it is Sunflower Sensation. It is the it's a two-pound container of Sunflower Sensation that contains assorted sunflower seeds, sunflower kernels, oats, oat groats, peanuts, and raisins to create a sensational treat chickens absolutely love. So you'll get a two-pound jar of Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation, and this is valued at $13 plus shipping, $12.99 plus shipping. And again, the Happy Hen Treats line, Sunflower Sensation. I've used these two, and of course, the chickens absolutely love them. In fact, there's a logo here next to it that says a chicken that's saying, "I'd cross the road any day for Happy Hen Treats." So there you go.
That's one way to get your chickens where you want them to work, is just put up some Happy Hen Treats over there instead of scratch.
Sunflower Sensation from Happy Hen Treats. If you know the answer, we'll take again caller number. Let's do caller number eight. Caller number eight, for the next question. Pat, roll with it.
Okay. Well, I think we had this one before, but I'm putting it up because we've had some discussions about it in earlier shows. The question is, what is the bloom on an egg? The bloom, B-L-O-O-M, on an egg, and what does it do? And it's the "what does it do" part that I'm kind of using this as an interesting thing, because I had some eggs that had gotten dirty, and I decided to wash them, and so I did something that changed the nature of the egg when I did that. What is the bloom on an egg, and what does it do?
Here you go, 347-637-3237, caller number 8, 347-637-3237. Don't forget, you only have 4 days left, I think. Let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yep, 4 days left to enter the Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest, sponsored by MyPetChicken.com. Tracy and Derek, great folks over there at MyPetChicken.com. You go visit their website. They'll ship you as few as 3 baby chicks. They're the only place in the country that will actually sex bantams for you when you order those. So MyPetChicken.com's donated a $350 chicken coop, brand new, beautiful coop. And the winner of the Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest next Wednesday. You only have till Tuesday at midnight to submit your ugly chicken coop. And then I think there's 33 entries, and I've got about 5 in the email that I need to post, which brings it up to about 38 maybe. And so we're approaching the 40 mark, so you'll have a 1 in 40 chance right now if you have entered the Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest. You can enter that by going to our website, chickenwhisperer.com, chickenwhisperer.com. I'll need, number 1, your contact information, number 2, a picture of the coop or two, and then number 3, why you think you need a new chicken coop if the picture doesn't speak for itself. So we'll be giving that away next Wednesday on June 30th. Also, huge event. It's already, the press release has gone out. It's already gotten it's already been in one newspaper, and it's been online, and it's been on Google Alerts. The Chicken Whisperer is coming to Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's right. Come on out and see us. Have a great time. We'll also be giving away some great prizes and having a great time. Huge, huge event. It's going to be at the Sonic Drive-In on East Brainerd Road, our drive, there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's going to be on July 1st, Thursday, July 1st, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. So for that 3-hour block, we're going to be broadcasting the radio show, an extended show We'll broadcast live from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1:30, 12 to 1:30. Our special guest that day, I believe, will be Dr. Bridget McCray. And so she'll be our special guest for that show, but we'll be broadcasting live from the Sonic. The first 50 fans that arrive with the secret password, which happens to be Whisper, is going to get a free one-topping ice cream sundae. Again, we'll be giving away prizes. They're going to have the big wiener walking up and down the road. There'll be signs and banners. They're also going to have a Chicken Whisper value meal. Ready for this? A Chicken Whisper value meal that you can get. I don't want to say the price yet because I don't have that information, but it's going to be a grilled, not fried, healthy now, grilled chicken sandwich on a whole wheat bun, whole multigrain bun with apple slices and then your drink of choice. And so that'll be the Chicken Whisper value meal for that day. But remember, the first 50 folks that arrive with the secret password Whisper will get a free one-topping ice cream sundae. I was just instantly messaged $4.99 for that Chicken Whisperer combo. And so it's already gotten in the news up there in Chattanooga, and we're looking forward to a big, big time there on July 1st. Going to be so much fun. All righty, let's go to the switchboards and see who can tell us what the bloom is and what's going on with that. Give me 1 second. I believe we said caller number 8, so let me go ahead and write this number down.
Oh, the suspense.
That's what I'm saying. All righty, here we go. We're going live. All righty. The switchboard says you're live on the air, so I'm going to trust it. Caller calling from area code 970-970. State your name and what state you're calling from, please.
This is Sky from Iowa.
You said
Sky? Sky from Iowa.
Sky as in up above us.
Nice name.
Thank you. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you true blue, Sky?
I have blue eyes.
There you go. Lovely. Lovely. Well, Sky, what is the bloom on an egg, and why is it important?
It's the covering over the eggshell, and it keeps bacteria from getting in.
Exactly. Very good. It protects the egg. So, yeah. And the reason I chose this one today is because I was getting some eggs to put in the incubator, and I was just wondering, when you incubate eggs and you wash them, some people scrub them ahead of time to make sure they're really clean. What you're really doing is setting yourself up to have chicks that can be deformed or have problems through the hatch because they don't have that natural antibacterial protection of the egg bloom. So that's an important thing to consider. And also, when you store eggs, they will store longer if you have their natural bloom on than if you wash
Actually,
it off.
So. I told my customers I sell all my eggs dirty for that purpose, and I told them why.
Then were they grossed out, or did they believe you?
No, they totally believe me, and they're cool with it.
Yeah. Well, in my eggs, when they go out, all of them, because I collect them maybe sometimes twice a day, they all have their bloom on. And the ones that I need to wash, I just keep for myself or for the dogs and pet food. So, yeah, very good. Well, congratulations. That's
all right,
exactly
thank you very
the answer.
Much.
Thank you, Sky. And Andy, did you get her number and everything you need?
I got everything I need, so we'll give her a call after the show, get her shipping address for the Sunflower Sensation, a line of the Happy Hen Treats from randallburkey.com. So, Sky, thank you so much for listening out there in Iowa, and we do hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks, Sky. Good job.
All right,
Iowa,
let me look where
they grow all that corn.
Absolutely.
So,
corn.
Well, let's see. Do we have time for another one?
I just hope it's not GMO corn. Yeah, we've got, it looks like, about 4 minutes left. We can have a quick one. Do you have a quick one, or do you want me to do have a little quick one here?
Go ahead. Your turn. You come up with some really good ones, Whisper.
I just had it. Okay. This, this will be a simple one. Well, do you have one that's a little bit, well, I guess we better make it very, very quick here since we've got just a couple of minutes. Okay.
Well,
this is a term,
I've always got a simple one. You got it. Go ahead.
Yep. This is a term that describes newly hatched chicks that have not been sexed. So this is a term, when you go and purchase chicks, that is a term used to state that the chicks have not been sexed. So you're technically not getting just pullets or just cockerels. You're getting blank when you order these chicks.
Question.
And so, yeah, so we're looking for, we'll do caller number 10, because most people should, I think, who listen to the show may know this. So what do you do when you go and you order your chicks and you just want blank? You don't want them sexed as pullets. You don't want them sexed as cockerels. You are ordering blank baby chicks, and they'll be shipped right to your door. Normally, you can save a little bit of money by not ordering them sexed. And so that's what we're looking for. And what did I say, caller number what?
I didn't mark down a caller, so I'm not sure I heard it.
Okay, we'll say caller number 8.
Okay, caller number 8.
Caller number 8 again.
Oh, Bob Rock said it's number 10. Someone
okay,
listens.
Great, thank you. I was reading the question here, caller number 10. That's fine, we'll take caller number 10, not a big deal. We're on a little delay, so the switchboard hadn't quite started to light up, but when it does, it's going to light up like crazy, and I need to hurry, because we're going to have a lot of... Oh, yeah, easy. Caller number 10. This is actually going to be for a... Let's see what we got over there. We'll do a... how about a Chicken Whisperer T-shirt? I actually got a big shipment of gear in, so I've got one sitting over here. We'll do a Chicken Whisperer white T-shirt with our logo right across the front. So let's go to the line, because we're running out of time. Here we go. Caller calling in from area code 909. You're live on the air. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from California.
Wow, we're from all across the U.S. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for calling in.
Sure.
What's the term we're looking for?
Straight run.
That is correct. That's correct. We're looking for straight
Thank
run.
Thank you. I knew it. I knew that one.
No problem. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for listening from California. We've got about 90 seconds left, so we need to run. Jennifer, I'll call you right after the show to get your shipping address so we can get you this T-shirt out to you again. Thank you so much. And Pat, just a little over a minute. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Fun Friday. Gave away a lot of prizes from our sponsors. Remember, the Randall Berkey, randallberkey.com, hatchery special of the day. Just go to randallberkey.com, click on Chicken Whisperer Special. The secret code is Whisper. And have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you Monday right here, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Pat?
Okay, well, thanks, Chickeneers, for clucking along. And I know we've got a really short time, so have a great, great weekend, and may the flock be with you and keep you cool always. God bless everybody.